Hola, hola. Good morning. The Lord bless you and take care of you always. It's a great, great pleasure to stay here. Seems to be that last year you understand my English because if Pastor Kurz invite me again, it's because you understand something. Anyway, if you miss something in my message and you understand just very short sentence, it's what the Lord wants to say to you. And pay attention. It's a great blessing. I stay here greeting from my church in Havana. The church in Cuba is doing good. Even in the time of persecution, a time that we don't have nothing, we have tremendous crisis right now. God is the same in America than in Cuba. For the people that believe in Him and wait in the Lord, always He supplies and He blesses us in a wonderful way. So it's a great blessing from the Lord. Stay here, specific in this church in America, but it's a great blessing. You know how many Cubans want to stay here right now? The people in Cuba is escaping from their country. They travel to Nicaragua and then Central America, whatever, Mexico. Many of them die on the way to come to America. Trying to get the life, they lose the life. And other people, they make their own boat, and they try to cross the Florida, the Caribbean Sea to Florida, and many of them finish in the belly of the shark. So it's a great blessing to stay here, but also to serve the Lord coming back to Cuba. The truth is that many people told me, say me in Florida, why you don't stay here? We need a pastor here like you. But the Lord called me to Cuba, and I want to be obeyed. I want to be all the time. Where the Lord appoint my place, I will be there. That is part of my message, obeyed and submission to God. Maybe in this message, you don't hear nothing new. Maybe Pastor Kurz or other preacher that you hear preach about obeyed and submission to God for many times. So this is another time that the Lord is talking to you when the Lord has very important message, He repeats again and again, says the Lord. So open your Bible in Genesis chapter 12. It's a wonderful chapter where the Lord is calling to Abraham, and He said in chapter 12, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred, I don't know pronounce very well, and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and he who dishonor you, I will curse. And in your all family of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham went as the Lord has told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Aram. Father God, bless our life this morning when you speak to us again. Please, for your Holy Spirit, speak to every single people here, and we want to be attentive to your voice. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. It's a very classic chapter, this. When the Lord called to Abraham, he was 75 years old. With 75 years old, anybody is thinking about retirement. Everybody thinking, I need to be a good money for every day. I need a good, nice home. I need to be quiet. It's my retirement. But one night when he was worshiping the Lord and praying with the Lord and talking with the Lord, in the presence of the Lord said, Abraham, it is time that you let your retirement and you let your family and you let your land and you let everything behind and you go to the land that I will show you. That is faith. Because Abraham, the day after he started to prepare, he announced, this is my last day here in this land and with the family here, with my people, and I go. The first question, Abraham, where are you going? The Lord don't tell him. Where are you going? Maybe you have in your family some old people. Maybe your parent even is here. And in some moment they told you, tomorrow I have a long travel, a wonderful travel. The Lord will make me a big ministry around the world. Tomorrow I will be starting my new mission travel. Father, where are you going? I don't know. The truth is that when we want to do some ministry or something new or some missions, we need to know what we go to do or where we are going. But Abraham don't know where he go. He don't know. He just know that he was praying and the Lord told him, let your land, your family, and you will be a big blessing for all the nation around the world. But the Lord don't tell him where he's going. Just he said, I will take you to the land that has milk and honey, but never say the place. It's hard to go the place that you don't know, but Abraham gave us a big lesson in this chapter. You must obey and submit God, even if you don't understand what the Lord is doing. Submit. Obey and submit. Submit. Two words that we don't like too much. I want to submit God unto the point that I can think, unto the point that I can decide, and I can use my right because I have my right. I want to do my will. But in this place, I want to tell you that the blessing in your life, the blessing in the Christian life, the triumph in the Christian life is obey God. And every sin, every civil law, everybody that is in charge of us or has authority of God on our life must be according to the word of God. We need to obey the civil law. We need to obey our father and our family. But the law of God is supreme. Say amen. Amen. For your good, for your blessing, for your life, for your success, for your triumph in the life. The law of God is before of everything. So Abraham led the country, led the family land, led everything that he was planning for retirement. And he started a long way with his father and with the nephew. They go with him. But every day you can read in this chapter, every day, wherever Abraham stopped, he made an altar for God and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord and prayed to the Lord every simple day until the day that he arrived to Canaan, the land of promise, the land of milk and honey. And the Lord told him, this is the place. This is the place, because you can wait in the promise of the Lord. Even when you don't understand, you can trust in the Lord. That is very important. Trust in the Lord and obey to the Lord. Do you want to be a winner in the life? Do you want to be a winner in the new Christian life? Just trust in the Lord, believe in the Lord, and submit. How many people like hear that word? Submit. Okay, the teenagers. Submit. If you ask some wife, what about submission to your husband? Don't joke about that. But it's a good word according to God. It's a very good word. So Abraham arrived to the promised land, and the Lord said, this is the land. This is the place that I give you, and all your generation and all your family will be a blessing from here to all the nations. This is the place. When Abraham opened the eyes, you know what he find in the promised land? You know what he find? Hungry. The Bible said that was tremendous famine. You understand me? Famine is a new word for me. Before I say hungry. But famine need that. You don't have nothing. What do you do the next time that you are in obeying God and you follow the word of God? When you arrive the place, you don't see nothing that the Lord promised you. Abraham don't see nothing. No honey, no milk, no rice, no beans, no chicken. Nothing what you promised me. And you say, he sent the angel and say, but this is the land. This is the place. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your brain, your mentality, and all your soul. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord even when you don't see nothing. Because every single promise of the Lord come to your life. In this point, and this is the title of my message. In this point in the life of Abraham, he took detour. He took detour. So my title is Take Care with the Detour. Careful with the detour. Because when he arrived to the promised land, to the place of God, that where the Lord has the mission for him, he think, here there is a lot of hungry, a lot of needs, so I need to continue. Maybe I can help the plan of God. Maybe this is not the moment. My people go to die here for hungry. So the Bible says he go down to Egypt. This is what the Bible said. He was in the promised land. From the promised land, the Bible said that. I don't know. It's all the way to Egypt. It's down, down, down. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe some hill on the way. But the Bible said he come down to Egypt. And Egypt in the Bible means the wall, means the solution of the detour that the Lord don't approve. So this matter, this is the problem. Why Abraham was obeying to God, walking in the desert, walking with the family, walking to the promised land. He ate every day and he worshiped the Lord. He made altar every day. But the day that he took the detour, the day that he's not obeying to God, he don't build any other altar for God. Because it's a great blessing. And produce joy in the heart when you can obey to God. When you are good with God, you are ready to worship, you are happy. Remember the people that are in the book of Acts, the Apostle Peter, and some apostle was in the jail, in the prison. They was there because they were preaching, and they sent to the prison, and they said, don't preach more. In the name of Jesus, at that name. And they put to the, and the angel of the Lord opened the gate, and they go out, and they come again to them and said, if you preach again in that name, we will hit you and we will kill you. And they hit. They hit a lot. You know what is the what they do later? The Bible said they was very happy suffering for Christ, for Jesus. The result, the what you will enjoy, even when you need to suffering, but you obey, is that your heart is happy because you are good with God, because you please the Lord, because you walk in the will of God. So Abraham arrived to the promised land, and he go down into the detour. Detour never is better than the main road. You must understand this. The main road is the road, is the way of the Lord. But detour, not always, is from the Lord. God don't have plan B. Detour is a big risk. In the detour, Abraham don't build any altar. And when he went very close to the Egypt, he said, Sarah, I understand that you are a beautiful woman. He was afraid. He was afraid. Before that, he don't go where he go to Canaan. He was happy obeying God. But when he go down to Egypt, he was afraid. He don't worship the Lord. He don't pray anymore. He don't build any other altar. And then he was afraid. Because was in the detour. Was in the detour. He knows what is he doing. He knows that he is not walking to the promised land. And he says, Sarah, I understand that you are a beautiful woman. When we arrive here to this country, you need to say that you are my sister. Man, take care. Introduce our way. Your wife, you are like your wife. She's the sister in the Lord, but she is your wife. Even the family was in risk when he go to Egypt because they were hungry. In Egypt, almost lost the family. Almost somebody take his wife. Almost he lose everything. He lose his relationship with God. He was almost in the point to lose the family. He lost everything, and he make big mistake in Egypt. Even Pharaoh was in trouble because the Lord was taking care of them. And many of them get sick because they want to have Sarah for women or for wife. The Lord came and helped to Abraham. And they discover, oh, Sarah is not your sister. She is more than your sister. She is your wife. So even the people where he go down to get help was cursed because he took detour. Take care with detour. The advice that the word of the Lord don't need any help. Just obey. Just be obedient. Just submit. What obey means? Submit to the word of God. Because everything that the Lord spoke to you is for your convenience. It's for your blessing. It's for your triumph. It's for your success. Even when you think that it's a strong inconvenience and you think, it's a strong commander. It's hard to do that. Always is the best for you. Finally, when Pharaoh and Egypt discovered that he's lying, because that is other thing. Abraham, the father of the faith. Today we call him the father of the faith or the father of the Israel country. He lied. He lied. He made a lot of mistakes in the detour. A lot of mistakes that I don't recommend you. It's not good for you. And this chapter is not right here to make Abraham famous. You know why the Holy Spirit introduced this message here? For me. Specifically. For me. And also for you. Because he loved you. And he don't want that you make the same mistake that Abraham taking the tour. Finally, when the king of Pharaoh know that, he said, oh, I will give you land, camels, whatever you need, money. Abraham called back to Canaan. The Bible said, Abraham go up to Canaan. Go up, go down, and now go up. And he come back very rich. Very rich. But every single thing that Abraham bring back from the detour, bring back from Egypt, was a curse for him. You know the history? He bring back lamb. And then his cousin or nephew, I don't know. Cousin? Nephew. The nephew? My English, that I make that twist. The nephew discussed with Abraham about the lamb because they prospered, but even the proper lamb grow and they prosper. They have fighting between their pastors or their shepherd at the country. Even he bring back some other lady. You know her name? Hagar. Hagar, who made a lot of problem until today. You see, a small detour that you take today can damage your family. Not just your future, but your family in fear of 4 generations or maybe forever. Hagar was a Egyptian woman that he bring from that detour. Everything that Abraham made in that day that he detoured, he go down to Egypt, was not good for him. Finally, he go back. He go back to Canaan, the land of promise, and the blessing of the Lord start prospering him and bless him. But you must know that do not obey. Do not submit to the advice or the word of God may you tremendous problem. There is another chapter in the Bible writing, talking about this. Deuteronomy chapter 28 said, If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, if you faithfully obey the voice of your God, you can see in this chapter a long list of blessings if you obey. You can believe that your family will be blessing for you obey. Your town, even your cow. It's a long list. A long list. Your storage, your business, your country, your life. Many people around you need that you don't take any detour and you don't change the word of God in your life because it's good for you. The Lord said, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, that made a big difference. Obey the word of God. Not with the fear that everything go back to me because he will sing me signe because he will kill my comer or he will kill my mother-in-law, whatever. No, no, not for that fear. This is the key. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, your God. That is the kind of obey that he demands, he asks from us. Because you walk in the law of God, not for fear that you go to seek or whatever. Because the perfect is that you can obey God because you belong to God and he belongs to you. Oh, that is other sin. That is other sin. God own me and I belong to him and he belong to me. And I walk and I live according to his word for my goodness, but for good things for me, but also because I want to please God. There is nothing else that produces joy and produce a good feeling in the heart that to be obedient to the Lord, submit to the will of the Lord. It's sad that in the same chapter say, but if you don't trust in the Lord and you don't walk in this commanding, I will send you sickness, poverty, a lot of curse. No one in the earth loves curse. Everybody wants the blessing, but the blessing has condition. Belong to God as God belongs to you. Jesus said another way, if you love me, you may my word. This is my version. You understand me? If you love me, it's a wonderful chain, a wonderful connection in one word another. If you love me, you keep my word. And my Father loves you, and me and my Father come to live in your life. Hallelujah. That is a great blessing when the Lord come to your life and he want to live your life. You know what I mean? Because we die. When we come to Jesus and he give our life, I die. It's what Apostle Paul said. We are dying. And now the life that we have is because Jesus lives in me. I die. Maybe I look like the same guy, but I die. And now Jesus lives in me. I need to talk like Jesus. I need to walk like Jesus. I need to worship like Jesus. I need to obey the word of God like Jesus. Even Jesus, he learned obey. He's God. And he came. The Bible says that he came. And he learned obedience. Even Prophet Samuel said, the Lord is not pleased if you bring a lot of cows, a lot of offering. He pleased with the people that obeyed him. There is a lot of examples in the Bible that we can see, and they were blessing because only they believe, but they obeyed to God. They obeyed the Lord. In mission like this, that Abraham was impossible mission, but he obeyed and he go and he was blessing. Everybody knows the history that now they are very blessing. But if you think about the Queen Esther, she was afraid, but she need to confront to the king, and she go and she obeyed, and was the blessing for the country. So there is a lot of example that the Lord wants to bless you by the obedience. Because the real Son of God is obedient. The real Son of God follow him, whatever he guide him. And He's blessed because obeyed. Because obeyed. I can speak you a lot of people in the Bible that was blessing just because obeyed. They don't make big, big things. Just follow the word of the Lord. And they were blessing in his life, blessing in the family, blessing in the country, blessing everything that they do, were blessing. So it's my wish for you that you can be attentive to the voice of the Lord and you follow Jesus in every advice, everything that he guides you. Every day he has some new advice for you or something good where he wants to take you in a wonderful place and in wonderful place to bless you and your family. I want to pray for you. Dear Father, thank you for your love. And thank you very much for your letter of love, the Bible. It's your letter of love where you teach us how to live. But this time in the world is very dangerous. They don't pay attention. And sometimes even the Christian want to change your Bible, want to change your advice. Oh God, in the time when the people is calling to the good evil and to the evil good, we need to be a light, living different, not according our time, but obeying to you, Father. Give us your Holy Spirit, your Holy God. You give us your power that we can obey you even when we don't understand what you are doing. Even when we don't see what you say in your promise. I need to be in the place that you appoint us. Bless every brother here, every sister. Bless our life. And bless this church, oh God. It's a light in the middle of the darkness here. The most small light, may the darkness escape. So I bless my people here. I bless the church here that we can keep trusting in you and obeying you and submit you. We love you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.